Wow.
We're back.
My goodness, it took some time. Hi, everyone out there. The No Gi Required now is back. New house, new everything, even new engineer. Now we have Billy.
Yeah, Billy. Billy's taking over. My brother is moving on to different pathway, but he's still connected.
Now, his brother got rich. He did some amazing work. And no, Mike is doing a lot of things. He's basically have no time even for him to come and train right now. But now we have Billy that accept the challenge to hang out with Professor J and myself over here. Very promising new season for sure. We have so many new people, very interesting people. And the amazing thing is all of them, through this time that we're not here, they end up getting involved with jiu-jitsu. Most of them here in our school, thankfully, but also people that train in other schools, but they're all involved with jiu-jitsu. All different backgrounds, from movies and doctors and lawyers. A lot of things that are very, I believe, interesting for us to talk about it. And evidently, about our jiu-jitsu lifestyle, health, and be able to spread such a positive way of life to everyone out there. But it's good to be back. Wow.
Yeah, it's great to be back. New building. You have a brand new academy, which is incredible on its own. But yeah, having a new house. And then, like you said, the it's interesting. Our last podcast was in May of 22. So it's been a while, and it's just interesting that through the course of the post-pandemic, jiu-jitsu seems to have just exploded, even more so than I thought it would. And you're right, we've just started to connect and network with more people, and it's pretty amazing.
And all the guests that will come here is all brand new. They all brand new in jiu-jitsu and also as a friend. We just met them in this period of time of a year. But thanks, everyone. We received a lot of requests. I got a lot of messages on our social media, everything, asking for us to be back. We have a new, as you guys know, notice, you'll see in the videos, everything brand new. But we're still the same, I guess. Not the same. I think we got a little bit better. But here I am with Professor J. Lots of things happen in a period of 1 year.
A lot.
I have to say, personally myself, a lot of amazing things happened to me in my life, and a lot of good things still to come this year. But I'm very excited here to be back talking about everything. We have some people that are going to be talking in Brazil for our podcast. Evidently, we're going to have some, I guess now we can use the AI and a lot of things that will translate to English, a lot of our conversation. And also for the people in Brazil, we're going to have things that will translate to Portuguese, and more people around the world can listen to us here. And can't wait.
So another thing that's coming up, May 17th, 18th, 19th, we're going to Dallas to see Professor Eric Acha and big camp.
Man, he calls mini camp, but it's already almost 200 people. I don't know what's mini. It's a huge camp. I'm very excited about it because we did one last year. And unfortunately, we have to turn people away because the facility was not big enough. And Eric, when Mr. Professor Acha put something in his mind, he accomplished for sure. And he decided to go to such an incredible facility over there. And now we have almost 200 people on this mini camp. Nothing mini on that. I'm very excited about it. It's we are basically a month and a half away. I think we can fit around 300 people there. I have no doubt that we're going to get 300 people for sure. I'm very excited. I will have myself, Gordo, Professor J, Professor Mark, and they're going to have an amazing time for sure. An amazing time. Can't wait.
Yeah, the
Dallas, here we come.
The Hilton Anatole, I think is what it's called. It's a huge facility.
It has everything.
Yeah.
Even a water park.
Yeah. Five-star restaurant.
It's a resort.
It's going to be a resort.
And on top of all of this, also they're going to have jiu-jitsu too.
It's going to be an amazing weekend.
I'm looking forward. I'll see you guys over there. And myself, I'm very excited about it. I think Eric mentioned that there will be the biggest tournament seminar I will ever teach. But unfortunately for him, we did teach one for Chuck Norris and the UFAF organization that we have almost 800 people. I have microphone and all of this, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and the other thing too that I think is super exciting, a lot of people have talked about it, but your induction into ADCC, the Hall of Fame this year, the championship is in September, and we tried to get you in it the last event, but fortunately, this event's going to be huge, and you're in there. So, as a student,
can you believe it?
Yeah, as a student, it's pretty amazing. It's been a little while since you competed there, but to have you acknowledge it's a tremendous accomplishment.
I mean, to me, it was. I got this call from maybe a year before, and they said that what their plans were. And they asked me not to say anything. It was pretty hard for me not to say to anybody that, hey, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame in ADCC in 2024. But what struck me the most was going back in time and realize that I could choose a different path in my life. I mean, basically, I thought about someone who can have everything going wrong. I think the family that I born, the cousins that I had, and the choice to be involved doing jiu-jitsu and martial arts, it turned around somebody that has everything to fail to succeed. And I think at this point of your life, and evidently you never do what you do in my generation for fame or money, anything. You do it because of the pride, because you like the personal challenge into that. And at this point of your life to get that kind of recognition among millions of people who practice and among millions of people that wants to be part of the ADCC. And back those days, you have to qualify or you have to already done something in your field, in our case with jiu-jitsu, to be part of such an event, and right from the beginning was not as big as it is today. No way. And nobody would imagine 30 years later, ADCC would be in Las Vegas, a T-Mobile Arena sold out and having so many new generations of competitors, incredible jiu-jitsu fighter that are able to make a living just competing. It changed so much. Our generation, I think they have some challenge of teaching, supporting a family, and competing. Today, I think the hard time on the past allows the new generation today to actually make a full living just in competing. And this is incredible. I think we are going back. We were the ones putting the bricks to create such a strong structure, foundation for this generation and the ones to come to be able to be involved with such an incredible art, which is jiu-jitsu. But yes, it's I still take it as a surprise. I never expect or anything or never compete for that purpose. But I have to be honest, it feels good.
Yeah, it should. It should feel good.
I have to prepare some kind of a speech, and basically whatever comes out, you say from your heart, because just to be in that environment, in that place, and be able to keep your longevity in jiu-jitsu and have made so many friends and making new friends every day, it's awesome. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think the whole school's already got tickets and hotel. We're all ready to go. It's gonna be a crazy, crazy event. We're looking forward to it.
Yep. It will be a good party time for sure for everyone. The single guys, the married guys, everyone's gonna have an incredible time. I think for me is purely a celebration of a long journey. And it's not the end. It's still going on. Some things might happen along the way until then. Who knows? who knows? Some good surprises.
Yeah, I find that you said the word longevity, and that's an important word because I think, like you said earlier, as far as you never competed for fame or for money or anything like that, it was definitely pride and to represent your family's art. But I also look at it from the standpoint of as a young person, that's something that we should strive for excellence, strive to be the best in whatever field we decide to enter into. It doesn't matter what it is, you want to give the very best of yourself. And that will be the formula that takes you into adulthood and beyond. And I think if you have that mentality that whatever I do, I'm going to give the very best of my effort, I'm not going to accept mediocrity, I think success will naturally come to you because you don't know any other way. You're never going to be complacent with, I'll just do enough. I always want to do more and excel beyond what I think I'm capable of achieving.
We always knew back in the early days that we understand that we have kind of a mission is to spread as much as possible that amazing, and today we say jiu-jitsu lifestyle because literally it's a life commitment that you have with yourself. From the early days to have the privilege to have breakfast, lunch, dinners, and some family reunion, that you're able to be in the house with Carlos Gracie, Helio Gracie. They're telling their life experience. And as a kid, not knowing much, how much impact that will have on you as time goes by. It was basically the way I see today was like little messages being telling to you. And when the time was right, you would understand why he said those things in such a time. And I feel that everything come in through my life, the course of my life, things, the stories that I heard, it start to make so much sense as a growing up and participate and become part of this whole journey of teaching jiu-jitsu to people. And consequently, I always tell people, jiu-jitsu is like a better way for you to see life itself. There's so many amazing things happen, and I continue to see transformation in all the students that come to our school and all the people that end up meeting in those events and tournaments there, how much in a very good way addiction that people do have to that sport, that transform people from inside out. And here we go. So I will continue to do so. I think the amazing thing in jiu-jitsu is if you get older and older, you just lie down and play guard. You're right on the ground. And that's the beauty of our sport. And that everybody comes here with the intent to improve themselves. Consequently, that no doubt that will translate into your personal life, your professional life. And that's the mission that we had. And I did accept that, and I feel great about it. And I think life is being rewarded me every day when I see that transformation happening in front of my eyes of some of my students. Today, instructors are very successful people in their areas. And bring it on, because every day I continue to do so, and can't wait for the new guests here. Very excited. A lot of the guys that with the other stories, I believe everyone has an amazing story to tell. And a lot of people out there, we have such an like, I would say, feel in the same shoes, then listen to what they're going to say, like, wow, I never thought this way. And now I can also achieve and do my things on my way. And I think everyone has an amazing message to send.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think is going to be really interesting, and some of our guests that we're going to have, I know they will reflect on it. Like you had mentioned, we're going to have guests from different walks of life. Some are in entertainment, some are professionals, just different fields. But when they start training, a number of them have expressed the same sentiment with me. They're like, the approach to jiu-jitsu is no different than the approach in my respective career. It can be something as simple as just timing or momentum, knowing when to execute a movement. There's a direct correlation to what they do in their career. So they start to see, like, if I just apply what I'm learning in here to my career, it's going to make my career even more, I'm going to experience more growth or just more stability. And then consequently, I have to really take that into account when I'm learning on the mat, that it's not just the physicality. There's a lot of mental aspects to it. And I always find that very fascinating. I meet somebody who's from a completely different line of work that I have no knowledge in, but there's a connection right there. And I think that's the part that I'm really excited. Some of the guests we're going to have on here when they share that, I think it's going to be really cool.
It's the jiu-jitsu language. It's a universal language. I mean, everybody who get involved with. And I'll be honest, in all these 56 years of jiu-jitsu, I never saw anybody not get better in their life after they start practicing jiu-jitsu. And some of them take a little longer than others, but once they kind of are able to synchronize their behavior on the mat and their behavior on their lives, man, that's an incredible feeling. And our guys, I'll be honest, in such an early stage of their jiu-jitsu lifetime, they're already feeling that impact in their personal life and professional life. It's the reward that we end up not planning for, somehow expect or not expect, but at the same time, we know one day they're going to come to you and say, man, jiu-jitsu changed my life.
Yeah, 100%. I was going to ask you that too, Jean-Jacques. When we moved to our old spot back in 21, it was sort of rushed. I know it was difficult trying to find a space and all the challenges that come from running an academy. But we very quickly outgrew that space. And it wasn't just us. There's so many schools that are popping up now. I'm starting to see more jiu-jitsu like in mainstream media, and academies are everywhere. It's difficult. Maybe that's not the right word. It's not surprising that I'll run into somebody randomly and either they or a family member or a spouse trains jiu-jitsu. What do you think it is? I thought it was big 5 years ago. It just seems to be like a roller coaster, getting like a snowball going down a hill. Where do you think that comes from?
I think in a way, we live in such an advanced world today. Like people, sometimes they have more of relations with their cell phone or computer or some kind of equipment.
Yeah.
And they will hit in a stage in their life that they need to talk to people. And if you notice in our school, in a lot of the classes, I teach the class and sometimes I stop and let people talk to each other. Sometimes half of the training was just people exchanging words, which becomes something weird. It's like rare for people to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's people feel the need of have something like that in their life. And when they come to a jiu-jitsu school, then everything that we have here is so healthy, so positive, so improved in their own. Personal, improved in everything in their life. And just the fact that they're talking to people, they're holding, they're physically doing something, they're mentally doing something, they're spiritually doing something. It's not in every activity you have, you're going to have such an involvement, 100% of you being there. And I think the need of people to have that interaction with other people are more and more. People feel more desperate in a way to have such a thing. And jiu-jitsu is there because nothing can change how jiu-jitsu goes. You're going to have an opponent. You're going to have an instructor. then the structure would never change. Because you cannot learn jiu-jitsu without having somebody trying to get you as much as you want to get them. Then you're going to have somebody telling you better movements for you to do or teaching new techniques for you to do. Then basically, you have no time to thinking about nothing else. And for a lot of people are a way of meditation. For a lot of people are a way to get their stress out. A lot of people are a way for them to get in better shape. A lot of people is to get their self-esteem. It's so many different reasons of each person comes, make them come to our school. But the best of all is they talk to other people. They have that interaction the whole time, the whole class. And I think there is more and more need for people to do. It's a way for people, oh, I'm going to go to my jiu-jitsu school to train. They come back happier than when they left the house.
Yeah, for sure.
They come back more released of something. They might feel angry. And when they leave this jiu-jitsu school, they're so relaxed, such in a good mood. I think that's a place that whatever is wrong with you, you leave it there. And when you leave the school, we give you something good for you to carry. It's the bad thing stays there. You release everything there. And when you leave the school, you're such in a great mood and very peaceful mindset.
Do you think that's why podcasts are so popular? I've always wondered that, because it gives you an opportunity to sort of eavesdrop on a discussion between two people. The social aspect is, I think it's so important, but like you said, most people, even though we're connected digitally, we're so disconnected socially. That's why I don't understand why it's called social media, because you're not really social. You're just connected.
And sometimes you listen to music or quotes, you read quotes. And one thing that I always recommend to people is read books, read as much as you can. Because it's so important for you. Our brain is like a muscle. And if you don't exercise, it doesn't get any stronger or any better. It's not as like your body. You have to exercise. I think people want to listen more than they want to read.
Oh, engage.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to engage.
In a way, it's so much information out there. I think in a way we feel like as a filter, we read and consume so much knowledge, and we talking about that. And basically, we are doing some of the homework. A lot of people, instead of read, they want to listen to. They're driving their car now. They want to listen to our conversation, things that are interesting to them, or maybe a book that they should read or some recommendation that we do. I think it's learning, constantly learning.
Do you think the social aspect, though, is missing? Like, I notice, I think in any academy, but I mean, I see it with you. It happens with me, Professor Mark. We start talking with a student, and the next thing you know, you see two or three people just walk up and sit down, and they inject themselves in the conversation, which is important. I encourage it. But people they may not want to participate, but they want to listen.
And if think about it. On the old days, people used to have one TV at home. And I remember watching TV was a family reunion. Everybody sit and watch and eat popcorn, and 10 people watching the TV. Today, usually places have, each person has their own TV. There's no more need to get together or be together, which I think is something that a lot of people missing. And I think it's so healthy to surround yourself with good people, evidently, people that you have something in common with. And when you go to a jiu-jitsu school, I talk to some of the students, and I always mention that to you guys. I feel that I'm in a library. I have incredible lawyers, incredible doctors, incredible people in their field, in their area. I'm there learning all the time, talking to all these people. I have the best of the best sitting on the mat. Whatever subject that we come up with, you have somebody with such an incredible knowledge talking to you and teaching you a class with the knowledge they have. I can teach them jiu-jitsu, and suddenly I'm talking to a doctor explaining me why my shoulder hurts or what things should I do to improve. Or here I am learning something from somebody that is very successful in their area. And if you realize, in almost every jiu-jitsu school has people that are very successful in what they do. And here I am, every class, exchanging information with people that are genius in what they do.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be, we have a few sponsors that have kind of come their way with us and kind of connected with us over the last year and a half too. I mean, they weren't sponsors in the beginning. It just sort of organically happened, but kind of the same situation, just very astute business people that are like, hey, I want to be a part of this. And to say it's an education, absolutely. You're learning about business and about other people.
And our goal of podcast is to inform and have a conversation with people. Evidently, I'm not always right. I don't know everything. I'm constantly learning. I have people that request some of the subjects that we talk to. I always like to talk to people to hear from them, their point of view, their opinion, the knowledge they have on their area and their field. It's a constantly learning process here for me and for everyone that is listening to us. I know our area, my area is the jiu-jitsu, but I'll be honest again, as I just said, I have so many successful people in their business, in their areas, that I learn as much as I teach jiu-jitsu. Also, I learn very much from all of them, every single class. I mean, my knowledge gets better in jiu-jitsu and many other areas that I'm not good at it. But here I am. I have also amazing teachers in their field teaching us every single class. Because a lot of people come here, they train jiu-jitsu for an hour. Then after an hour, they sit down and that's when their minds are relaxed. And that's when we have incredible conversations on the mat. That's I say that the jiu-jitsu class starts when the train is over.
Yes.
Because whatever subject we come out here in the school, we always have few people there are very, very good at it. And here I am. After the jiu-jitsu lesson, here I am learning my lesson in whatever subject we're talking about.
And that's the nice thing about the podcast too. We kind of leave it more as a platform. We allow people to come out and, like you said, express their ideas, their opinions, their history, their knowledge, their story. And by listening, we learn. You know, if it becomes more of an exchange of dialogue or even debate, then you're kind of cheating yourself out on the opportunity to learn what makes this person tick and what is driving them to do what they do or to get to the level that they get. And everybody always has some level of inspiration to their story, overcoming something to get to where they are. It's a commonality.
And here we are very open for anybody that you guys that listen to us would like us to talk to or having a conversation. I don't see as a podcast. I'm not interviewing anybody. I'm just having a nice chat and pass as much information possible. People's life experience, and we have several people that we have on our podcast that they're good in what they do and they have some personal things that they went through their lives, and suddenly we get messages like, wow, I went through the same situation, then I see how this guy took it and it changed my life. And to me, is whatever person we have sitting here on the table talking to us, anything that you listen or you're able to feel close to as a very similar situation in their lives, something that they say, something that they did, the attitude they have towards some difficulties helped you. And that's basically what the reward we get here is to make sure that everyone out there that listen to this and are able to take this and improve yourself. That's our goal, improve yourself. If you get better 1% a day, at the end of the year, 365% better. Here we go. But you go one little step every day towards one direction, here we go, you're going to be a lot better by the end of the year. And that's a goal. Keep marching, keep step by step, day by day. And I have no doubt if you work towards a goal and you have the belief in yourself, and that's what all the jiu-jitsu schools want, is you to have faith in yourself that you can achieve whatever you want in life. I have no doubt on that. And here we are. That's our one of the goals that we have over here, is learning, pushing people to achieve their goals. And I was in a positive way. Some days better than others. Not every day is the great day, but it's just 24 hours. Tomorrow is another day, another chance. And I believe, I'm a believer in 100%.
You and me both. You and me both. Awesome.
And here I am. I just mentioned the beginning, Hall of Fame this year. Somebody who had everything to go against, turn around and make everything to be on their favor. And I say that because I want people to realize it's not everything might look it good for you, but depends how you see it, everything can be and will be very good for you.
No, 100%. It's looking forward to a great season of just some great content, great discussions. It's been a long time coming, and I cannot wait to get started. So,
and for sure, as you guys will listen to in every podcast we have, I want to thank you very, very much to our sponsors. They are the ones that help push us to come back on board over here. As you know, it's not easy to have a podcast. It's not even easy to have somebody come over here, but I believe we can do it. And we have so many people that we just end up meeting and say, hey, how can I help you guys to continue to do so? I just love so much to listen to you guys, conversations with so many people. And I want to thank all the sponsors for sure. And you guys are going to hear about every single one. And thankfully, we have a lot of them to thank for. In every show, we're going to do that for sure. Professor J, once again, my right arm, left leg, right foot is with me always. Billy, welcome on board. Thank you, sir. You're the brain behind this. And we're going to have a lot of fun in this new season, the next season, next season, next season, next season. Lots of jiu-jitsu talk, a lot of interesting subjects. And if you guys want us to talk to anybody out there that you think you would like to listen to, shoot at us and tell who the person is, and we're going to get a hold of them, and going to have a lot of fun. Thank you, guys. Thank everyone. We're back.
100%. We're back. Good to see you guys. Looking forward to seeing you all soon.
Take care. No gi required. Thank you.